And with that note, just to revisit some raid that we left on the table over the course of the Masechta, and that is the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis discussed the minig of the Anshei Yerushalayim. The Mishnah said, "V'kachaya min hagoy shen Anshei Yerushalayim." The following was the minig of the Anshei Yerushalayim. Adim yoytze mi beisai, a person would leave his house. He would be holding his lulav. He would go to the Beis HaKnesses. He was holding his lulav. He would learn Kriyishma. He would daven. He was still holding his lulav. He would read from the Sefer Torah. Or if he was a kind that was duchenin, then he would put it down. Because you can't have your lulav in your hand while you're reading from the Torah and while you're duchenin. Hoylich levakir choylem, ulenachim aveilem, lulav biyadei. Nichnas lebeis hamedrish, mishag lulav biyad benoi, ubiyad avdo yubiyad shluchai. The bottom line is the Gemara says, lo hidiyacha kama hoyuz reason b'mitzvahis. So we, when we take dalad minim, we pick up our dalad minim, we hold it during halal, we make a bracha, we do nanuim, and then we put it away, and then we revisit it the next day. But the Anshei Yerushalayim had a minig. Their minig was they used to hold the Dalad Minim the entire day. In fact, there were very specific times where they would put it down, and the price that goes into detail, Meshagabi Ad Benoi, they would put it down when they were duchening, literally the whole day, unless they physically couldn't hold it. The entire day they would hold the Dalad Minim, lo hidiyacha, kama hayuz reason b'mitzvahs. Rav Hersh Pesach Frank, in his Mikroi Kodesh, and this is in Sukkos Chelik Beis at Simen Chaf, he brings a kasha that he heard from a Rav Yitzchak HaKoyim Mibrisk. So clearly not from the Soloveitchik family, because the Soloveitchik's Aleviim, and this is from Rav Yitzchak HaKoyim Mibrisk. So he brings a kasha that he heard from Rav Yitzchak HaKoyim Mibrisk, and that is, we know the halach is, if somebody has two mitzvahs in front of him to do, so you can't just pick and choose which mitzvah you want to do. There's a Shulchan Aruch that governs and tells you which mitzvah to do first and which mitzvah to do second. One of the halachas, if not the halacha, when it comes to determining kedima in mitzvahs, is tader v'she'enoi tader, tader kaidem. So Rabbi Yitzchak HaKoyim Mibris asked, he said, it's mashmah from the Braisa that the Anshei Yerushalayim used to wake up in the morning and they would immediately pick up the lulav. In fact, they took their lulav even before they started davening. Adam yoytze mi beisai velulav biyad. Hoylech lebeis haknesses lulav biyad. So you're going to shul, you're already holding your lulav. So Rabbi Yitzchak HaKoyim Mibris asked Rabbi Tzvi Pesach. He told him, I don't understand. How do you have a right to take dalad minim before you daven? Tfil is a mitzvah, and dalad minim is a mitzvah. V'tadr v'she'enoi tadr, tadr kaidim. Tfil is a mitzvah that's tadr. You daven three times a day. Lulav is a mitzvah she'ena tadira. You only take it on Sukkos. L'chura tadir v'she'enoi tadir tadir kaidim. Now just to be clear, because of the din tadir v'she'enoi tadir tadir kaidim, it's not okay to do a mitzvah that's enoi tadir. You're violating a principle of tadir. That's a real rule and you have to stick with it. It's not just like a nice thing that we recommend. There's a din called tadir v'she'enoi tadir tadir kaidim. And it's not okay to do a mitzvah that's enoi tadir before the mitzvah is tadir. So if that's the case, Rav Yitzchak HaKoyim Mibris asked Rav Tzvi Pesach, he said, I understand. How would the Anshei Yerushalayim allowed to take the Dalit Minim before they daven? They're holding it in their hand on the way to shul. If they're holding it in their hand, l'chayr, they were yoytz in a mitzvah. If they were yoytz in a mitzvah, so they did lula before tefillah, what happened to tadr v'sheinei tadr, tadr kaidem? Tefillah is tadr, lula v'sheinei tadr. So Rav Tzvi Pesach told Rav Yitzchak HaKoyim Mibris, as a chmen as the teretz is pasha. And if you think about it, very, very reasonable and mistaber. Tadr v'sheinei tadr kaidem means that if you have two mitzvahs, I could do each mitzvah equally. I could do this mitzvah behidura, I could do this mitzvah behidura, this mitzvah maybe I can't do behidura, and this mitzvah I can't do behidura. If all things are equal, so then there's a seder kedima. Don't just pick and choose which mitzvah you're going to do. Not only do we govern what to do, but even the order matters. And that's the rule of tadr v'she'enoi tadr tadr kaidem. But what would be that if I'm makdim in one mitzvah to the other, that would come at the expense of me not being able to do the other mitzvah in a mitzvah min amufcher way. It's pashit, said Rav Tzvi Pesach, then you wouldn't have the halacha of tadr v'she'enoi tadr tadr kaidem. Tadr v'she'enoi tadr tadr kaidem means that if all things are equal, tadr kaidem. But berega toder comes at the cheshbon of me doing the other mitzvah shaloi min amufcha in some compromised fashion. Avada, there's no din of toder. So said Reb Tzvi Pesach, the ancient Yerushalayim had a minig that Chazal were impressed by, a minig that we're not shayach to. That they used to take the dalad minim the entire day, which means there's a hiddur to always have dalad minim, to have the dalad minim in your hand as often as you possibly can. So said Reb Tzvi Pesach, if the ancient Yerushalayim would have not been holding the dalad minim when they were walking to shul, so then it would come out that they're missing out on a little bit of the mitzvah min amufcher of dalad minim, because now there's a part of the day where they're not holding the mitzvah, holding the dalad minim. Al ze loynemar tod v'sheinu tod kaidim. Tod v'sheinu tod kaidim means that I'm not losing anything by going with the toddler over the ene toddler. But over here I would be losing, because the 10 minutes that it takes me to get to shul that I'm not holding my dalad minim, so it comes out during that kufa, I missed out on a mitzvah min amufcher. Toddler doesn't have a right to tell you to miss out on a mitzvah min amufcher. So he said, enochinami, there is a cheshbin of toddler. And the tefillah's toddler and the lulav zeinei toddler. But being that over here it's going to come at the expense of the mitzvah min amufcher, so said Reb Tzvi Pesach, that's the teretz to the kasha. That's why there's no issue of toddler v'zeinei toddler kaidah. But said Reb Tzvi Pesach, if that's the case, it should come out that what if someone is not from the Anshe Yerushalayim? What if somebody is from the Anshe Shleimeinu? What if somebody does the mitzvah of Dalad Minim the way we do the mitzvah of Dalad Minim? We pick up the Dalad Minim, we do the Nanuim, then we put it down. It should come out that it's not okay for us to take the Dalad Minim before we daven. The Anshe Yerushalayim, they were mahadir in this mitzvah min amufcher. They used to hold it the whole day. So memelo, they would have been missing out on their mitzvah min amufcher if they didn't take it before davening. But we anyways don't take it the whole day. We, if we're going places on a Chol HaMoed trip, you're not holding your dalad minim. So as a result, you're just taking it for the mitzvah. So ain't that you're only taking it for the mitzvah. So now it's a question, l'chura, of doing the mitzvah before davening or after davening. So said Reb Tzvi Pesach, it should come out. And I think as it relates to that, the ha'arer of Reb Yitzchak Kohen Mibrisk is right. And that is, you cannot take your dalad minim before you daven. The problem is, there are a lot of hidden. There's a minig in Klal Yisrael where people do take the dalad minim before they daven. And l'chura, at first glance, we have Rabbi Yitzchak Kohen Mibrisk Sa'ara, and that is what happened to the fact that tefillah is tader, a dalad minim is enei tader, v'tader v'she'enei tader tader kaidim. And the truth is that Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, and this is an Orech Chaim, Chelek Dalad, it's in Siman Tzadik Dalad. So he brings this ha'ara, this is a tshuva that he wrote to Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, and in one of his tshuvas to Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, he handled this shayla, and he was very, very bothered with this kasha. Doesn't quote Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, but he says, V'gam belulav, shenoyagim harbe medaktik in levorich koidem atfilo, timihani. It's a pellet to me, said Rav Moshe. The tader v'she'enoi tader tader koidem. So Rav Moshe said that I want to be melamed tzchus on the minig. And maybe I have a little bit of an etza. And it's based on something that the Magen Avram brings in Siman Tov Reish Nun Beis in the name of the Shloah Kaddish. The Shloah Kaddish said that l'katchilo person should take his dalad minim, make the bracha, and do the nanuim in a sukkah. That's what he said. She'yinaneya b'sukkah. In fact, the lashon of the Shloah Kaddish is koidem halichasei lebeis haknesses. That's what the Shloah said. But the Shloah said that a person should take his dalad minim and he should do nanuim in a sukkah koidem halichasei lebeis haknesses. Rav Moshe said, Mestama, this is what people are relying on. They're saying that the Shloah Kaddish wanted you to take the dalad minim in a sukkah. So when you're home, you have a sukkah. You go to shul, you might not have a sukkah. And even if you have a sukkah, it might be a tercha. You can end up missing half of halal if you go to the sukkah. So based on that, so therefore, to be mekayim the Shloah, this is something we do. But said Rav Moshe, I have a problem with that. Because at the end of the day, tada v'she'enoi tada tada koidim is a halacha in Chazal. It's in Gemara. Aber, the milah of the Shloah, it's a very nice milah, but listen to his lashon. Aber, it's a milah de loitanya b'masnisin u'bishnei ha-talmudim. It's not in a Mishnah, and it's not in Talmud Bavli, and it's not in Talmud Yerushalmi. So he says, how do you have a right to go ahead and take on a milah? It's very nice that the Shloah Kaddish says, but at the same time, to override Vashtet and Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi, this was Rav Moshe Feinstein's ha'ara, but the bottom line is, this is a festa shayla, as it relates to the seder of when exactly to take the dalad minim, and that is a minig that a lot of people take the dalad minim before they daven, even outside of a sukkah. Ramoshin's only limud schos, if you go through this piece, this is really the one limud schos that he has, and that is that maybe it's based on the fact that you want to do it in a sukkah, and maybe it's complicated to do it in a sukkah if you're going to end up doing it in the middle of davening. But the point is that the ha'ara is tader v'she'enei tader tader kaidim. But just to go me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan, and we're going to end with this. And that is, so the Shlach Kaddish said something very interesting. He said that a person should do the nanuim inside a sukkah. And really, this is worlds colliding. Because the two mitzvahs that we have on sukkahs are the mitzvah of sukkah, the first two prakim of the Masechta, and then you have the mitzvah of dalad minim, lulav ha'gozel, lulav ha'arava. And really, at first glance, they're two completely unrelated mitzvahs. The mitzvah of sukkah is the man yedu de reisechen to be sukkah say shafti es b'nei Yisrael b'tzeisim yimitzrayim. What does that mean? Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, Anani Akovit, Sukkas Mamish, Kavonis, Ma'akiv, the Bach, the Prima Godim, the Bekura Yaakov, the shtickle that we spoke of for Rav Shlomo Hyman, etc., etc. So this is as it relates to sukkah, as it relates to lulav. We don't even know what the reason is. As much as leman yedu dariseichem by sukkahs, lulav, you have to be mine in the Rishonim and the Rambam and the Meir Nevuchim and the Ramban al Atayin Rabbeinu Bechai and the Chinuch. Some of the things we spoke about in the introduction to Parak Lulav Agazel. But over here, the Shlomo said that even though at first glance the two mitzvahs are completely unrelated, and one really technically, theoretically, has nothing to do with the other, but at the same time, there's an idea she'inaneya b'sukkah koydem alichasei l'beis haknesses. So I just want to tell you a ha'ara that I heard from Yedidi, Rabbi Chanan Lipschitz, but just to be makdim and to chazer over a little bit of raid, when Mamish coming to the end of the Masechta, this is Zoychal and V'rayadin, to the Hadron, but just to chazer for a moment, and that is, we mention that the Avni Nezer in a Sefer Na'oiz Desha, says, that why is it that you find a disproportionate emphasis on Zeh Keli Ve'amveyu, on Hidr Mitzvah, when it comes to the Sukkah? Truth is, you find it by the Dalal Minim also. Priyat Hadar, the Torah says it. But in the Sukkah, there's a mitzvah of Noi Sukkah. And the Amnineza said a Davar Nifla. The Amnineza said that if you look in the Targum Unkelis on the word Zeh Keli Ve'amveyu, the Targum Unkelis says, Va'avni le'mikdasha. This is my Bashefer, Ve'anveyu, and I'm going to build him a Beis HaMikdash. The Poshim Pshad of Ve'anveyu is build HaKadosh Baruch Hu a Beis HaMikdash. So the Amnineza said that when we build a Sukkah, we think we're building a Diras HaRoi for ourselves. That's the way we're accustomed to thinking of it. But the truth is, we're not building a Dira for ourselves. We're building a Dira for HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Sukkos comes and he's willing to reside with us. We go Betzila de Mehemnusa. And said the Avni Nezer, that's what the Sukkah is. The Sukkah is Va'avni Le Mikdash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said that's what's in the Gemara Sukkah Daf Tes, where the Gemara says Chag HaSukkah is that the Sukkah is like the Chagiga. Just like the Chagiga is Asabana, so too the Sukkah is Asabana. That's what's in the Gemara Daf Hey, where the Gemara says that a Sukkah has to be 10 Tvachim. Why can't it be lower than 10 tvachim, because the Shechina never goes the matame asar tvachim? What does the Sukkah have to do with the Shechina? Oh, the Teretz is because the Sukkah is a base dira for the Shechina. So if the Shechina can't go and it can't be on the Schach, because it's the matame asar tvachim, so how could it be a kosher Sukkah? Because the Cheftza of a Sukkah, what is a Sukkah? It's such a paradigm shift in terms of understanding Sukkah. We're building ourselves a Sukkah, you're building a dira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We shall too that maybe this is the Avnei Nezer L'shitasoi, to combine the Nigla with some of the Pnimiyas Satire, with Avni Nezer was the one in his Tshuva, his Shabbat Shuva Joshua, with the Chalkus Yoiv and the Minchas Aluzer, who said that there's a mitzvah Esei Dairaisa, not a Hechsher mitzvah, but there's a real mitzvah, there's a mitzvah Dairaisa to build a sukkah. And the question is, where do you see such a mitzvah? And the Pnimiyas are in you, maybe the building of a sukkah is like an Va'asuli Mikdash, V'shachanti, B'soicham, every single person has his own sukkah, because a sukkah, here's the punchline, is not a beis dira for us. It is that too. But we are building a beis dira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zeh keli v'anveyu, v'avni le'mikdash, I'm building a mikdash. But this is the idea that Avni Nezer says, and this is an idea that's brought down in a lot of Sfarim HaKadoshim, and that is that a sukkah is a bechina of a beis HaMikdash. So if that's the case, so Rabbi Chanan said, yesh loymer haflo v'fela. And that is that we know that we take Dalad Minim today 7 days. But the Dalad Minim that we take today 7 days is really only the Rabbanon. It was from the Takonas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Because midday Raisa, there is no mitzvah to take Dalad Minim begvul in 7 days. There's only a mitzvah to take Dalad Minim one day. Ulekachtem lechem b'yoy marishayim. But that was only begvulin. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a mitzvah to take it 7 days. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yamim. In the Beis HaMikdash, it was a mitzvah of dal minim 7 days. And the truth is, again, we're coming to the end of the Masechta now, so we push after chapa right. You think about the dogush of Beis HaMikdash on the yontiv of Sukkot. It's such a fascinating thing. You don't find it by any other yomim toivim. Dal would mean him outside of the Beis HaMikdash 1 day. Here it's 7 days. And then you have the simchas Beis HaShe'eva, and you have the special mitzvah of simcha with all the yidden. There's always things happening on Yontif in the Beis HaMikdash. But every single year, you have Dalet Minim, 7 days Midei Raisa, and you have Simchas Beis HaShe'eva. The Torah says, Usmachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yamim. There's something very unique about the Beis HaMikdash as being the place to celebrate the Yontif of Sukkot. This certainly ties into what we spoke about, the Pesukim and Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, that say that when Ezra and Nehemiah came, Vayasu Sukkot Hashalei Asu, they didn't do from the times of Yeshua Benun. And everybody says, of course, they made Sukkot going back to the times of Yeshua Benun. But it was an under a Sukkot, because now they had a Beis HaMikdash again. Right? There was a Beis HaMikdash. Do you know Shlomo HaMelech, when he built his first Beis HaMikdash, so there was Shivas Yemei HaMishta, right? There were 7 days of Mamash, like a Sheva Brachas, B'yem Chasun Asu, B'yem Simchas Libayzu, Subinya Beis HaLomen, and there was a Sheva Brachas. One with the Sheva Brachas, so it's a Gemara Moy, Cotton Daf Tesam and Aleph. The Sheva Brachas were the 7 days leading up to Sukkot. The 7 days leading up to Sukkot. In fact, if you make the Cheshbon, 7 days leading up to Sukkot, it was a one long party. What about Yom Kippur? They didn't fast Yom Kippur that year. And the Gemara says they felt bad. They thought maybe they did an Aveira. And then Sushar and Roshech and Vinasu Pischeyolim. That's when they realized they had a Kapara. And then it went from there right into Sukkot. And the Pesukim say it was 14 days. 14 days straight of Yemei Mishta. 7 days on the Beis HaMikdash. And then another 7 days of Sukkot. It's interesting. What was the date? When did they want to make sure the Beis HaMikdash was standing? It was right. Sukkot is all in the Beis HaMikdash. Sukkot is a different yontif in the Beis HaMikdash than it is outside the Beis HaMikdash. The whole yontif of Sukkot is a Beis HaMikdash digger yontif. Right? That's what Sukkot is. So Midday Raisa, you have 7 days dalim minim in the Beis HaMikdash. Outside, you only have 1 day. Rabbi Yochanan Mazaki made a takana, and he said, Zechel HaMikdash, Siyah and He, Dairashayn La, Michlal Dubai Drisho. We need to go ahead and we have to make sure people don't forget the Beis HaMikdash. And this is not a Zecher of a Mishkache Yerushalayim Tishkachimin. It's not a Zecher for the Avar. It's a Zecher. It's like this, we'll remember. Because Darsheyu, Lishichnei Sidrish, Uvasa Shama, Siyah and He, Dairashayn La. You have to be Dairish. You have to want the Beis HaMikdash. Now you want the Beis HaMikdash. You recreate it. That's how you think about it like this. You take steps so that there'll be a Bayash Shlishib in. But the point is, Rabbi Yechman Zaki made a takana. So the takana was, go take Dalet Minim, I feel a begvulin. I hear it, so you'll do a begvulin. Zok the Shla, and a chanami, you're doing a begvulin. Abel a maisa, there's a silver lining, there's an eitza. You know what the eitza is? Bring it in the sukkah. Because the sukkah is Zekeli Vanveyu. The sukkah is Vaavni Le Mikdasha. The sukkah is Asabana, like the Chagiga. The sukkah is the Tselem Nemnusa. It's the Mokum of Ashrayis Hashchina. So if you're going to go ahead and you're going to bring it in the sukkah, So if you're going to bring it in the sukkah, so like this, Enochanam, it's not the Beis HaMikdash. And you can't be Mekayim Mitzvah, they rise over Smachtam of Neshama Lekechem Shivas Yomim. Avada, Avada Nish. But at the same time, it's in a sukkah. It's in a sukkah, and the sukkah is a Bechina of Avni La Mikdasha. And that's Pshan and the Shla. And the truth is that once we understand this Yesoid of the Avnei Nezer, maybe this is the Pshan and the Afla, and in the Shla. And this idea that's mavur in so many different places is that Yontif's all about being Lefnei Hashem. It's a whole different appreciation of the Avnei Nezer. The whole Yontif of Sukkot is a Lefnei Hashem Yontif. The Simchas Beis HaShe'eva in the Sukkah is a little bit of a Bechina of a Simchas Beis HaShe'eva Lefnei Hashem. The Dalet Minim in the Sukkah is a little bit of a Bechina of Dalet Minim Lefnei Hashem. The Yontif of Sukkot is Lefnei Hashem. And that's why the Yontif of Sukkot takes place in a Sukkah, because the Sukkah on some level is a Bechina of Lefnei Hashem. But either way, the Shla, the Magen Avraham brings the Shla. Kasav She'yinaneya B'Sukkah, that the nanuim should be in a sukkah, l'churim, ma inyan nanuim etzel sukkah. These are two mitzvahs that happen to coincide on the same yontif, but there was nothing we learned throughout the entire Masechta that would seem to suggest that there's a connection. Oh, the teretz is, there was one raid bite, and that is the Noiz Desha, and that's the Avnei Nezer, where it's mavur. The sukkah is a bechina of a mikdash. It's zeh keli vanveu, like the Targum says. Oh, if it's the mikdash, then it's beautiful, it's kemin choymer, it's mamish, perfect, why it is that you should do the nanuim in the sukkah, because the nanuim that we're trying to recreate, that we're making a zecha for with the nanuim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but on Sukkot we have a v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'soicham. That's maybe why the Shla said that the Dalet Minim should be inside the sukkah.